Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls all over the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. And today, I don't have anything else really to talk about. All I want to do is talk about this one thing I have right here. And I had just got it, and I'm saying, let's open this bad boy right away. Today's episode, obviously I'm here solo because it's the end of the month, and since I'm not doing really bar reviews at the moment because I'm not really hanging out at bars like that because of COVID, obviously. I'm doing this. Last year, I was doing a thing called Talking Cavalon. This year, I'm doing something I'm going to call it Store Pick Monday. So in this Store Pick Monday, it would be great if I could call it Store Pick Sunday when I actually record this, even though it's a Saturday today. I'm doing Fecano, the Fecano Whiskey and Women Who Whiskey. So it's not necessarily a store pick, but it is a privately exclusive barrel here. So in a way, it's kind of a store pick here. But finally, a Japanese whiskey, not a bourbon. So this is something unique, different. I'm friends with the artist of the artwork here. I met her like three times, actually. All at whiskey meetups, I'd say. The Women Who Whiskey is a awesome, I was going to say organization. I guess you can call it an organization. A group of ladies. Some dudes in there, too. But a group of ladies who all love this wonderful nectar of the gods that we sip on today. And that beautiful thing that we call whiskey here. And it's women from all over, too. I mean, they even have a Women of Whiskey in Long Beach, L.A. Almost every major city that I can think of, at least in the globe here. And it's their 10th anniversary. I think, if I'm not mistaken, last year in 2021. It was their 10th anniversary. And they collaborated with Fecano Distillery to release this beautiful bottle. And yours truly got a hand of it. Now, I was able to see this. I had no idea about it, even though I follow Women of Whiskey. And I just didn't pay attention to it. I just tend to like things and not really pay attention to it. I saw this on K&L, and it sold out right away. Because I was like doing one of those, oh, I'll wait till tomorrow to get it. Sold out right away, then it came back. As soon as it came back, maybe like a few days later, I fucking just hopped on it right away. I didn't waste any time. And then I picked it up like literally the 2 days later. I think they had like a few of them in their main warehouse in the Bay Area. So I bought it right away. It's retailed at $100. K&L had it for $89. So it came out of total with tax and everything, $98. I was just like, well, shit, that's cheaper than what they were retailing it at. So I forgot the website that they were selling the bottle at, too. But I think they even did a Zoom, if I'm not mistaken, of a tasting with Chizuru Fukano, who recently just liked my post and followed me, too, as well. And she's the former managing director of Fukano Distillery in Hitoshi, Japan. If I'm not mistaken, she started the distillery in 1990 and she retired in 2018, if I'm not mistaken. So 28 years at this distillery. She's one of the pioneers of the whiskey industry, especially in Japanese whiskey. And I'm just fascinated as hell to try this bottle here. The art was done by my friend Lynn. She does a lot of artwork for a lot of bottles. And this is probably one of my favorites that she's ever done. I think this is gorgeous. I've always been a fan of Fecano, too. I barely own any. I think I just have the 12-year-old. But I always get this when I go to my favorite brunch. Well, one of my favorite brunch spots in Long Beach, St. and 2nd. They had the Fecano. That's where I first tried it at, like, 3-4 years ago. And I fell in love with it. And every time I go there, I always get a Fecano. So, but I didn't really buy too many of them, if you will, I guess. I think the bottles are a little expensive. They're kind of like in the $100 range and shit, so it's like, eh. But fuck that. Let's just get into this bad boy. Let's open this thing. I haven't opened it yet. I just literally grabbed the thing last night. It's still in the packaging and everything. It's all nicely Lynn did a fantastic job with this artwork. It's got the WWW, which is the Women Who Whiskey. You know what? Is the woman on here, is this supposed to be Chizuru? Chizuru? I think I'm fucking her name up, too. 42% alcohol volume. Can't beat that. Let's crack this bad boy open. No cork. It's a cap, so it's easy to open this. But yep, I just fucked that all up already. Oh, no, not really. So never mind. Another reason why I went ahead and popped this too is because March 8th is International Women's Day. So I thought I would just get an early start on International Women's Day with my store pick Monday here. Next week, obviously, is Whiskey Week. And I got something else planned for that. But I didn't want to leave the ladies out of this upcoming too. So I'm a weekend ahead of celebrating International Women's Day. If you guys are, even if you're a woman out there, actually, if you're a woman or man out there, go ahead and text, call, DM all the women in your lives that you love, and want to just send a special thanks to all of them for what they do and how amazing they fucking are, because women rock, and without them, us men would be fucked. Actually, I think a lot of that is a beautiful color. All right. So yeah, just send all the ladies in your life, send them a special thank you for being as amazing as you are. Holy shit, this smells amazing. Oh my god. Oh my god damn. Oh shit. Oh. Whoa, man, it's got like this berry scent on there. Oh, that berry scent is fucking, it's exotic as fuck, dude. There's like this little zing here. Like strawberries and raspberries. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, that smells good. I can't really pinpoint any other note on the nose, though, there, other than the berries itself. Very unique, though. Oh, man, it just smells fucking smooth, though, too. Oh, man. Oh, the strawberries are really just sticking out right now. It's got this little zesty note into it, too. Nothing like not like a zest bar of soap or nothing like that, you know. Because nobody stays zesty like a zest bar of soap. Oh, man. Okay, so on the bottle, so this is a small batch release. And it says, a small batch release of Fucano whiskey is matured in used oak, manzanilla, sherry, and red wine casks. And the reason why I read that part or whatever is because I can smell that red wine cask on there. I drink a lot of red wine, if you didn't know that. I drink a lot of port wine. I love barrel-aged wine. And it's just got those red... Oh, man, that just smells hell. I'm just rolling it off the nose here. This is going to be a very short episode, too, people, by the way. This might be like 20 minutes long. I really don't have much to talk about. I know there's a lot going on in the world. I don't really have much to say. I just kind of want to get into this drink. Want to chat about this. I want to send a special thanks or a special shout out and thanks to Fucano Whiskey. That distillery is fucking amazing. Check out their work. They do incredible things over there. I think they're like... I would say like they're like, I would say third best distillery. Sometimes I'd probably put them over Nika. I can't go that far though, because Nika has produced some nice spirits over there. But I would go third. You know, the Mars Distillery, I love what they work that they do over there. So like, I think Fucano, they're a nice solid third or fourth place as far as in the Japanese whiskey game area. Obviously, Suntory's at the top. Suntory's the top dog. Nika. I mean, they are a very good second. And then when it comes to the third and fourth, I got to go with either Mars. I mean, I love Mars. I damn near fucking was raised in Mars Distillery as far as when it comes to drinking whiskey. I've been drinking Mars Distillery since, God, how long? Probably as long as I've been drinking Suntory, actually. I always started with the EY. So, I mean, I know right now Mars is hot because of their Chichiburu line. I just fucked that all up, probably. I just call it the Chi line. The Chi Yu Men line. Which, actually, that is a Shenmue reference. Because I'm waiting for the next episode of Shenmue, the anime. If I will go off on a rant about anything else other than this whiskey is... So, I haven't played a Shenmue game because they made Shenmue 2 in like 2000, 2001, somewhere around there. So I haven't played it in almost 20 fucking years. Then that PlayStation E3 came out, or Sony, and then they said they were making a Shenmue 3. Finally got my Shenmue 3 in 2019, as I was one of the big backers. I even saw my name in the room where they had the backers in the game and shit. That's fucking awesome. Love it. I never thought I would have got a Shenmue 3. Now we have a fucking anime, and it is moving too. I think we're like 4 episodes in mainly, and we're damn near already like at the Mad Angels part. I mean, they are just like getting through it. I don't even know if I call that a complaint, because I love the anime. I think the anime is fucking gorgeous. I love that the liberties they're taking with some of the characters. They haven't changed anything, but they're doing things a little bit differently, which I enjoy more because, you know, from an anime standpoint and watching it, if you never played the games, it kind of just gets to the chase of it. There's really no, like, dragging this out or anything like that, like the game does, per se. So, I mean, they're damn near going to be with Season 2 by Episode 6. Or not Season 2, I mean the video game Shenmue 2 by Episode 6 or 7, so... Which I'm looking forward to, because I think Shenmue 2 is even better than Shenmue 1, so let's get into this. But I'm loving it so far. I never thought as a Shenmue fan I would be getting this much Shenmue content. And honestly, if I can't get a Shenmue 4, man, wrap this shit up in the anime. Give me something. I need a conclusion. That's all. I just need a conclusion. That's all I want. I love it. I don't think the anime is getting as much attention, because I noticed on their Twitter page too as well, they can pull in like 30 likes or whatever it may be. Which is not bad, but it's not really that much, like, because, you know, obviously Shenmue's a cult following, and honestly, I don't even think most of the fans even know that the anime is out. There's, like, hardly any promotion on it. But it airs on Toonami every Saturday, I believe. I usually catch it on Saturday nights around right before midnight, like 11 o'clock or something like that. That's when I tend to watch it, on Crunchyroll. And I love it. Check it out, Shenmue the anime. Everybody knows I'm a big anime guy. Everybody knows I'm a big Shenmue fan. Check it out. It is fucking awesome. I love it. If you don't want to play the games, you think they're too long or boring or whatever, get into the anime at least. Show some love there. Shit, I even upgraded my membership just so I could... Well, I already had the highest grade membership there. Shenmue the anime. Damn. This smells good. So we're going to go ahead and get into the taste of this. So as I said, this special release celebrates the Women Who Whiskey 10th anniversary, as well as Chizuru Fukano, the managing director who retired, Fukano Distillery, one of the first ladies of Japanese whiskey. This bottle celebrates their collaboration and working together in the 10th anniversary of Women Who Whiskey. That's a little backstory on that. I think if you go to their Instagram page, they have a website link in the description above to where you could actually join if you want. There's Women of Whiskey if you live in the California area in Long Beach and L.A. Maybe I should sign up. I don't really do the group things anymore. I kind of just stay my ass at home. So, and I think they did a Q&A with Chizuru back in January, early January of this year. So I didn't get to check it out, but only 3,000 bottles of this was produced, too. I'm looking at the back of the bottle right here. It says, this limited release of 3,350 bottles in collaboration with Women Who Whiskey is to celebrate the career of Chizuru Fukano. Distilled in Japan, matured in Japan. That is fucking awesome. So Women Who Whiskey, basically, they were just celebrating this wonderful woman here that brought some great whiskey to us over the past decades, if you will. Mainly releasing this bottle to celebrate her and her career. That is really fucking awesome. If you're a woman who loves whiskey, I recommend signing up with this group. You'll meet some wonderful people in there, and I think it'll be fucking amazing for you to have more, I was going to say of your kind, but that sounds so fucking weird to say. So, I don't know, more of the ladies in the house representing whiskey. As I always say, I tend to see more women drinking whiskey nowadays than I do men, so... First thing that comes out on me is there's like this fucking spice that hits right on the palate. but it like explodes into like a zestiness there. It's very dry, like rainforest dry though. It's got this plum taste that rolls off the fucking palate of the tongue there. The finish though, it's got like this nice medium finish. It's not too hard or not too light though as well, because it kind of just rolls off the palate and just fades into the finish there. I really like that part. It's very like milky like though. It's soothes. It's like the ocean. Shit just like rolls through there. It's got a nice lingering finish. I would say a medium finish as far as the linger goes. I'm enjoying that part. It's not too strong either. You could taste like some kind of raisin on the finish. It's not too dry neither, actually. Yeah, this is a perfect spring drink right here. Sit on the pouch, the porch or the balcony. Oh yeah, I'm loving this. This is damn good. The color is on the glass too, is like pretty light. It's got like this copper color. Not necessarily my favorite color. I usually prefer the darker colors on here, but it still looks beautiful in the glass here. It's got like this earthy, woodsy finish too, I'm starting to notice. Although I guess the earthy part is more on the palate than it is the finish as well. It's kind of sweet, a lot of fruit. It's creamy as hell. The creamy part actually just sticks out the more so than the fruits do, and the fruits were highly on the nose like right away. Yeah, I'm loving this. I love everything about it so far. You know, I love the price. I love the bottle design, Lindo. She did a great fucking job. I probably just fucked her name all up. Yeah, I know I fucked her last name up probably, so I'm just going to call her Lynn. Lynn, she did a great job on the artwork. I think Women Whiskey did a fantastic job with the whole setup and presentation of this at all. The taste is fucking delicious. Nothing that's over the moon as far as like, oh my God, man, this is blowing my mind out the waters or whatever. So I don't think I could drop a last drop on this, but I will drop a 3.5 on this, which is literally right below the last drop. If anybody knows my ratings, last drop is like the creme de la creme of everything that you want in your whiskey. I think this is a pretty easy sipper. I think non-whiskey drinkers would probably like this the most because it's just easy to sip on. I heard, or at least I was reading in the comments section on the Women with Whiskey Instagram page, that apparently this goes great mixing cocktails too. That's always a high plus too as well when it comes to the whiskey. If you can make an amazing cocktail with it, I will not be doing that because I do not. I actually like making different kind of cocktails. I really don't care for making too many whiskey cocktails. I'm not a big fan of whiskey cocktails per se. So I will not be doing that. I will be drinking this straight. I probably will be taking this to the studio to celebrate International Women's Day with this, and we'll be popping this bad boy open a little bit, or sipping on this a little bit more over there. But for me, it's light and fruity, it's creamy, easy to sip on, price is right, the design of the bottle is fucking amazing. It's Vulcano Distillery. They always seem to knock it out of the park. I've yet to have had a bad spirit from them as far as when it comes to the whiskey. Women with Whiskey celebrating Chizuru, I think it's also just a beautiful thing, especially for that woman's career and what she's done for the product of Japanese whiskey itself. Yeah, I'm going to drop a 3.5 on this. You know, damn near almost a last drop, to be honest, because I think everything about it is just incredible. But those only get like half points. Those, drinking-wise, they got to come to the taste buds. And it's something I like sipping on, but it's not blowing my mind like Blue Run does. I'm hooked on a feeling. But I think you can believe that, so. All right, we're done. I'm done here. I did 20 minutes, like I said I was going to do. I talked about Shinmu the anime. I talked about Women Who Whiskey. I talked about Fukano Distillery. I talked about Chizuru. I drank on this. It's delicious. Glass was empty now. Now I'm going to go eat some dinner, get some tacos, carne asada style, onion, cilantro. Throw that green spice on there. Oh, that salsa, sorry. And then we get to eating. Pour some more of this, sit back, watch Shinmu the anime tonight, and we're calling it a done weekend. It's over. So with that said, you'll hear it next week, but you'll also hear it this week as well. Happy International Women's Day. Thank you, Women Who Whiskey, for making such a beautiful fucking bottle. Thank you, Fukano Distillery, and thank you, Chizuru, for your dedication and hard work to this great distillery here. So with that said, like I always say, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB, and livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry.